Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The switch is on.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
We'll grab Sarah here in just a few minutes. But first, we got to talk with Sam. Hi, Sam. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, Sam. What's going on?
I was just listening to your show, and you guys were talking about women in the workplace and whether or not they bring their dates to any work-related events.
Right.
And my husband is not, like, by my choice, he's not allowed to any work-related events.
Why?
What did he do?
Did he embarrass you or something?
No, he didn't really. I mean, I wouldn't say he didn't do anything, but he didn't embarrass me. He just doesn't get along with my boss. They, for some reason, really don't tend to like each other. I don't really know why. I mean, they can cut the tension with a fork or a knife.
Really?
will they like go at it? Will they argue? Is it?
I mean, they've had a debate once that got heated.
What was it about?
It's just like, I don't want to get too much into it because I don't know if my boss listens.
Got it. Okay.
But basically, they just, I mean, you could just think politics.
Okay.
And they just really disagree. And so I don't have a problem with either of them, obviously. I mean, I love my husband and my boss and I get along fine, but they just don't mesh. So
is your
awkward.
Is your husband understanding of the situation?
Yeah, he's absolutely fine. Yeah, he's okay with that. He doesn't really like crowds anyway. Like, he doesn't like going out with a bunch of people. He tends to stick with the people that he's close to and, like, small group settings. So he's totally fine with that.
Sam, have you ever gotten like a holiday gift from your boss and not told your husband who it was from?
No, that would be crossing a line.
Okay,
but like I thought,
just imagining she got like a really cool, I don't know, technology gift or something. Be like, oh yeah, it was Bob in accounting. It wasn't my boss.
No, we haven't. No, it's been very professional at work, which is why I try to keep it separate because I felt like that kind of tension was just, it was starting. It felt like it was crossing a line for me. Like, it was making it uncomfortable just to be with my coworkers. Mm-hmm. So, my husband understands. I mean, I haven't talked to my boss too much about it, but yeah.
Well, thank you for the call, Sam. You're not alone. Kina, welcome to the
show.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you guys?
Good. So you know of someone who is banned from company Christmas parties?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we had a really, really nice Christmas party one year. And my coworker's friend, her husband actually came. And he got so drunk to the point of he had the tie around his head. He was crawling across the floor. He spilled beer on my arm, and he literally licked from my wrist all the way up to my shoulder. He licked the beer off.
Wait, this is not your husband. This is a coworker.
No, it wasn't my husband. It was my coworker's husband.
Coworker's husband.
And I wish I could call her out, but I'm not gonna call her. We had such a good time. But yeah, he literally licked from my wrist all the way up to my shoulder. His beer.
There was a chip in people's brains, like a DVR, you know, where we could just roll back. Because I'd love to know the thoughts going through your head as he started licking your wrist, and then it went up higher and higher. Like,
all the way up. And I'm talking about crawling across the table like he was a cat. Oh, it was so funny. We had a good time.
Until you got to the point of licking beer off the arm, I was thinking.
Exactly. And mind you, my husband at the time was standing there. He just stopped dancing and looking like, what? He had the minion moment. What? Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's perfect.
Amazing.
Thank you, Keena.
Thank you.
I guess we could leave the phone lines open for this, 404-741-9400. I mean, we got two phone calls without even asking for them.
Just tell the story of why somebody got banned from your holiday party.
Yes. Why your significant other is banned from hanging with your coworkers. 404-741-9400. When Keena was telling that story a second ago, I was not even actually too alarmed because everything that she described up to the licking from the wrist to the shoulder were things that JP did at my wedding.
Tie around the head?
Yeah, crawling.
All true. It's not a wedding unless it ties on your head.
Your call's next, maybe.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.